Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchela and we're now in Masechet Shavuot, Daf Yod Zayin Amud Bet. And in order to properly understand this piece, again, we have to turn back to the opening section of Mishnah, which of course has the entire parak, on Daf Yod Dalad Amud Aleph. Actually, we're on Yodalah Amud at this point, and we said that there was an obligation to get out of the Mikdash as soon as possible if you found out that you were Tamei. And then the Mishnah says, Zuhi mitzvah taseh shev Mikdash she'en chayavin aleha. This is a mitzvah taseh of the Mikdash, Yishalchu min ha-machaneh, for which there is no liability. Now, who is this talking about? We'll see in a minute. Ve'ezuhi mitzvah taseh shev Nidah she'chayavin aleha. And out of the blue, we hear a statement, but what is the mitzvah taseh of Nidah, for which you are liable, hayam shameshi matahora, if you are bia with your wife who was tahora, amralu nitmeti, and then she said, I've just become tamei, piresh miyad, and he immediately exited, then chayav, imneshitziato hanalo kaviato, because exiting brings as much physical pleasure as coming in, therefore he has to wait. We'll see all of the details here. So now let's look back on Yitzayin Amud Bet. So the question the Gemara asks is the one I raised. Hecha kai de ka'amar zuhi. What's our Mishnah referring to that says, this is the mitzvah tasei of the Mikdash for which you're not chayav? The answer is hatam kai. It's referring to a Mishnah in Masechet Horayot, a small Masechet at the end of Nezikin that we'll get to fairly soon, which deals with errant instructions given by the Beit Din and their liability and in what cases they're liable, and therefore they have to bring what we call par helim davar shel tzibur. The Mishnah there says, Ein chayavin al aseh v'al lo taaseh shebamikdash, ve'ein mevi'in asham talui al aseh v'al lo taaseh shebamikdash. That means that the Beit Din, if they issue an errant instruction about the Mikdash, whether about al aseh or lo taaseh, then they do not have to bring this par helim davar, and if one is in doubt whether they violated it, there's no asham talui. Aval, the Mishnah continues, Chayavin ala seva lo taseh shebinida, umvin asham talui ala seva lo taseh shebinida. But with nida, it's not the same. Now, the Ka'amar, our Mishnah said, Zuhi mitzvah taseh shebinikdash chayavin aleha. Meaning that when the Mishnah in Horayot says, you are not chayav for a mitzvah taseh about the Mikdash, our Mishnah says, you know which one it is? It's this one of having to leave the Mikdash immediately if you find out you've become tameh inside. That's the rest of the Mishnah. Now, Itmar. Abaye, now we're going to go fully into the issue of Nida. Abaye Amar Mishmeidu of Chia Barav Chayav Shtayim. That there are two liabilities here. V'chein Amar Rav Amar Shmua Bar Shva Amar Rav Huna Chayav Shtayim. So both Abaye, quoting Rav Chia Barav, and a quote from Rav Huna, said there are two liabilities, meaning it was done, well, we'll have to see, but liable twice. And what are they? Chada aknisa, once for having bia with the nidav, chada aprisha, once for leaving quickly and getting hanab out. Now, havi ba rabba. Rabba asked the following question. Abaye reported this to him, and Rabba said, b'mai, what's the case? Ilema samuch l'vestam, and we're going to get a little more into this a little bit later, if they're having bia, and it's just before her expected time of a period, or veset, Uveman, who is the guy? Ilem v'tavin chacham, if he's a tavin chacham, who knows he's not supposed to be having bia then. So bishtama knisali chayav. I understand why he's chayav for shogeg, for having bia with her. Kesavar yachol ni livol. He thought he could have bia in the meantime, before she'd ever veset. He was wrong. So shogeg. Ela aprisha amai li chayav. Why would he be chayav shogeg, meaning a korban for the prisha? Mezid, who is a tamin chacham, and he knows the law, and he left quickly, and therefore he's chayav. The iba, we'll see in a few minutes, what the alternative is, what he should be doing. The iba amaharetz, let's say, same case, it's samuch levesta, and the guy is not a tamin chacham. Idi v'idi, so then the whole thing is one big shogeg, achal shnei zeteh chelev ve'ahalem echad. It's like eating two pieces of chelev during one time of forgetting what it is, meaning he was ignorant of what was going on. He didn't know the halacha about piresh, that you have to leave slowly or take your time, and therefore he should not be chayav twice. So in what case could Abaye's report of being chayav twice hold? So ve'alav b'she'en samuch l'vesta, so it must have been sometime in the middle of the month when she was not expecting a period. So Uvman, again, Eli Mibitamin Chacham, if it's Tamin Chacham, Velo Chadal, he's not Chayiv once. Lo Michayiv Aknisa, he shouldn't be Chayiv having Bia, the Onus. He's absolutely Onus. He had no reason to expect anything here. Aprisha, Mazid, and for leaving quickly, he's Mazid. There's no Shogeg here at all. Ibam Haaretz, Chadahu the Machayiv. Tanam Haaretz, so he's Chayiv once, Aprisha. But nobody's Chayiv for Bia. So there's no way you can be Chayiv Shtayim if it's not Samuch Levesta. Has to be Samuch Levesta, and then we have the problem that either you're only Chayav once, that the Talmud Chacham knows about it, and therefore it's Mazid for Prisha, or it's an Amaret, and it's all one big Shogeg. The answer is Amarav, Liolam is Samuch Levesta. You're right, it has to be a case which is before Veset, Uva Talmud Chacham, V'Talmud Chacham Lezu, V'en Talmud Chacham Lezu. I mean, he knew the Halacha, you're not supposed to have Bia during that time, but he did not know the Halacha about Prisha, and therefore, he brings two korbanot, one for the shogeg that he thought he could make it in time but didn't, and the other one is that he was poresh and he didn't know that halacha. Now, Amar Rava v'tarvayu taninu. Rava claims that the liability for each one is found in a Mishnah. Knisa tanina, the idea that you are liable for having bia when you didn't know that she was going to become tmei, obviously, and then turns out. So, prisha tanina, that also. Prisha tanina, let's look at prisha. It's our Mishnah. So he's liable for leaving right away. So you see the liability for Prisha. Knisa Tanina, where do we have a Mishnah that says the liability for Knisa in that case? The answer is a Mishnah in Nida, in the second parak, where it talks about the cloth used to clean afterwards and to check for dam. Nimsal Shalo, if the blood is found on his cloth, then Tmein, then they're both Tmein because of Boel Nida. V'chayavin b'korban, and they're liable for korban because of shogeg. So you see there that he's chayav because of the knisa. My lava samuch levesta, isn't that Mishnah talking about a case of samuch levesta? The aknisa and the chay and the chiyuv there of the korban is because of knisa, because it doesn't mention how he went out, and she of course didn't say tmeyani in this case. Maybe this was in the middle of the month. V'yaprisha, and the liability was for Prisha. Chitema Prisha Lamali. If you're going to tell me, why would he be liable for that? Why would we need a Mishnah to teach us Yechai for Prisha? Hatanale, we already taught it in our Mishnah. Why would you need a second Mishnah to teach you liable for Prisha? So it's Tarech Lashmuinen, because Nimsa al Shalom, because in that same Mishnah it says, if the blood is found on her cloth, Tmeim B'Safek, because we don't know if she had the dam before or afterwards. And therefore, Tumim Na Korban, there's no liability for Korban, and the Tumah is Safek. So therefore, it's parallel construction. It taught Nimsa al Shalah. If it's found on her cloth, then it talked about having it found on his cloth. So that means that the challenge here was that maybe we don't have a Mishnah that teaches any liability for Knisa when she suddenly turns into Anita. So he turns to Ravada and he says, how could you possibly, Ravina is now defending Rava's position, and says, how could you possibly claim that that second Mishnah Nida is talking about Shalosa Muchlevesta Vaprisha. Vanimtsaktani, it says it was found there. Vanimtsal, Vatar Hachimash Vanimtsa means, of course, it's obvious, after they finished the Bia and they cleaned and they found it on the cloth. Vaprisha Mikar, Kiparishla Mikar Havila Yadia. But if she said in the middle Tmeani, then there's nothing to check. When he left, he already knew that she was Tmea. So therefore, in that case, it has got to be a situation where you're not liable for the Prisha, and therefore it has to be Samuch Levesta. Amarle Rava, so now Rava then says to Ravada, Tzayit Maideka Amarach, you listen to what Ravina said. Hechi Matzit, Tetanya Allah, Zui Mitzvah Taseshim Nidash, Chayav Ani Alaha. Because I'll prove it to you, because what does it say in our Mishnah? This is the Mitzvah Taseshim Nidash, Chayav Ani Alaha. Vim Ita Mitzvah Lo Taseh. If our Mishnah was really talking about Knisa, it should be Mitzvah Lo Taseh. Amarle itanita chaser v'tani hachi. Maybe it reads as follows: Zui mitzvat lo tase shemidash chayim nolea. Maybe our Mishnah reads really lo tase. Okay, which is Hayem Hashem Hashem Atol Rav Amralon it meitu for Rashmi ad chayav zui mitzvat tase shemidah. But it says zui mitzvat tase. Okay, so we clarified really that we do have the Mishnah in Nida really is talking about Knisa, and our Mishnah is talking about Prisha, and we have them both supported, thus supporting Abaye's scenario, although it's very unlikely. And it was Samuch Levesta, and he thought he could have enough time. Amar, Piresh Miyad Chayav. Okay, so now the practical question is, Hechi Yavid, what's he supposed to do? If he's having beer with his wife, and then she says, Nitmeiti, what is he supposed to do? Amar Rav Huna Mishmei de Rava, no etz eser tziporna bakarka. He should dig his fingernails into the ground. What it means is that he should restrain himself. Ad shiyamut, until his erection lapses. Betuve, and that's good for him. Amar Rava, so Rava says that he comes to a conclusion from this, which is, Zot omer tamashamesh meit ba'arayot patur. That if you have bia with a dead organ, as it were, you're patur. And something we encountered last in the middle of Sanhedrin. Isaka daita chayav, because if you think you're chayav, hachamai time patur. Why would you be patur here for leaving after it's already not erect? The answer is, mishum da anusu. The answer is, here you're patur because you had no choice. It wasn't as if you planned this. The anusu ki perish miyad namini pater. So if you think that the whole case is based on onus, that you, it was under duress, really, you had no choice, means you had no forewarning, then he should, then even, he should even be patur if he left right away. The answer is, that doesn't prove anything. It could be that really you're chayav, even if you have bia with an aver mate. Vahacha maitama patur mishum da'anusu. Here you're patur because of ones. The marki parish miyana my chayav, so then why are you chayav if you left right away? This is a little bit of a difficult position to hold. The idea is that you should have left by getting less hana, and by leaving right away you got more hana. Why there's a chiyu for that is a little bit difficult. Amarle Rabba Bar Chanan Abaye. So he turned to Abaye and asked, "Imken Matzinu Aruka Uktzara Benindah Va'ana." We that means that we now find something curious, that there is, if you will, a short way out and a long way out in Nida. Also, remember in our principal case, we're talking about the Mikdash. If you became Tameh while you were in the Mikdash, you have to leave via the shortest exit. If you leave by the longer exit, even if you did it quickly, as we finally established yesterday in the last podcast, you would be Chayav. So he points out, he says, well, then you find the same exact scenario in Nida, which is Aruka Uktzara, V'anan B'Mikdash Tnan, and we have that about Mikdash. Elamishum Delodami, so why didn't they mention it here? Because Aruka Dahacha Ktsara Dahatam, Aruka Dahatam Ktsara Dahacha, because they're inverted. Here you're supposed to go out the long way. In other words, take your time and wait and go out, and they're supposed to go out the quick way, so they didn't teach them because it would have been confusing. Now, Matkif Rav Huna Pared Rav Natan, Uy Amar Abaya Onusu. Now, Abaye claims that really Hamashamesh Meit Barayot Chayat. The reason here you're Patur is because of Onus. So, since when does Abaye really hold that position? Alma B'Shalosa Muchal V'Estak Kamrinan. That would mean that our Mishnah is talking about a case where they had bia not around the time of the veset, and that's why you're patur. That's why it's called an ones. Abaye damar chayav shtaim. Abaye is the one who earlier said you're chayav twice, and we said it had to be samuch levesta skinan. The answer is ki itmar da abaye baalma. Abaye's statement about this case being a case of ones and it being not samuch levesta. That's just in general talking about the issue of the prisha. But he said you could construct a case where you'd be chayav shtaim, and that would of course have to be the way we played it out. Itmar ba'amine Rabbi Yonatan ben Yossi ben Lakunya mi Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Lakunya. It sounds like one brother to him from another asked him, Azara leboil nida min haTorah. Where do you find a prohibition against having beer with a nida? Shako kola patak be, threw a clot of dirt at him. Tarla Bol Nida, what are you talking about? El Shonat Tumatalo Tikrav. The Torah says it explicitly. What are you looking for? El Azhara Mishameshim Atahurav Merlin Meiti Delo Nifrish Miyad. What I'm looking for is an Azhara for what we just described, which is you're having Bia with the Torah, and then she says, I've just become Tmeyah, that you can't leave right away. Manalan, so Amar Chiske Amar Kra. We have from the following Pasuk. Utihi Nidata Alav. This is about the issue of Boel Nida and the issue of Tuma Nida, that her Nida is on him. But the way he's reading it is, Afilu B'Shat Nida Ta Tehei Alav. Even when there's Nida, they stay together. In other words, you don't leave right away. Now, Ashkecha Nase, Lotase Menalan. You can't be Chayiv, you didn't violate a Lotase. So, Utehi Nida Ta Alav, we're going to read, is like an Ase to stay there. But where's the Lotase against leaving quickly? Amar Papa Amar Kra Lo Tikrav. And he says, Lo Tikrav Nami Lo Tifroshu. Lo tikrav, sort of in an inverted way, can also mean, not only don't come close, it could also mean don't move away. Tichtiv, we have found a source, a text, a proof text, ha'omrim krav elecha al tagash b'kiyashticha. those who say, stay away, don't come close, because I've sanctified you. So Karav Elecha, the way we're reading it now, means actually to come to stay away. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Vizartem et Bnei Yisrael Mitumatan. We're going to end this piece, this section of Nida. Parenthetically, the Rif, who did not write a commentary on Masechet Nida, put all of Hilchot Nida in this section. So, looking for the Rif on Hilchot Nida, you will find it in the second parak of Shuot as a separate section, much as you will find in the Rif Hilchot Chanukah as a separate section in the middle of the second parak of Masechet Shabbat. But here we end this section about Nida with some Agadah. The end of Parsha Mitzorah gives a mitzvah of separating. They have to separate from their tumah. That is the source of the prohibition or the mitzvah to men should separate from their wives just before the anticipated veset. Women who have a regular veset and know when they expect a period. One ona, which is the day or the night, and was either during that. She expects to see it. It's at noon, so starting from the night before, etc. Rav Yochanan, Mishum ben Yochai, kol she'eino poresh mi'ishto samuch levesta. So now, what are the metaphysical consequences if someone does not practice prisha? Afilu havin lebanim kivnei Aharon, even if he has sons who are like Aharon's sons, which generally the Midrash are treated as really wonderful, metim, they die nonetheless, meaning they predecease him. Dichti v'zartem nei somi tumatam. And what's the next pasuk? That begins the parsha of Achrimot, which mentions the death of Nadav and Avihu. Now the opposite, kol haporesh mishto samuch levesta, someone who does practice prisha, avin lebani holo banim zecharim, he'll have male children. How do we know that? Tichti, we go back to the end of Parshat Shmini and a whole piece of Parshat Shmini. Of animals that are tahor and tamei and the velot, etc., ends with lahavdil ben atamei ben atahor, to separate between the tamei and the tahor. But there is an issue of instruction. You have to know how to separate, and there's a mitzvah to say to know the simanim, be able to separate. But here we're homiletically reading it is as a person who acts to separate from tamei and tahor, meaning by prisha, v'samichle, what's the next pasuk? Meaning that begins the parsha of Tesriya, ki shak Tesriya v'yalda zachar, she has a boy. They have a boy. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar having lo banim ruyin lahora'a. Not only will he'll have sons who are fit to be teachers and instructors on the Beit Din. Dichtiv lahavdil. What's the next Beit? Ulahorot et bnei Yisrael, to separate and to instruct. Fiyavar Amar miYochanan kol hamavdil alayin motzei Shabbatot. Anybody who is careful to make havdalah on wine on motzei Shabbat, having lo banim zecharim, and he picks on the same thing. Dichtiv lahavdil ben hakodesh ben hachol. To sanctify between holy and unholy, which is the end of Shmini, Ochtivatam lavdil ben hatamei uven hatahor. Samichle, Ishaki tazria, and then right after lavdil ben hatamei uven hatahor, is Ishaki tazria. Shuman Levi amar banim ruyim lahora'a, and again he adds this piece, there's two versions of Shuman Levi, children who are fit to teach, Tichtiv lahavdil ulahorot. Rabbi Yom ben Yafet amar belazar kol mekadesh tatsmo b'shat hashmish. So he sanctifies himself during the time of having relations with his wife, whether that means in his thought, or he acts like Rashi says in a tzanua way. Havin lo banim zecharim. He'll have male children. Shenemar, v'kadishtem v'tem kedoshim. Again, the end of Shmini says, become sanctified. Samech le'isha kitazriya. And it then concludes, or picks up then, with isha kitazriya. Okay, well, I pause at this point. Pick it up with the final podcast, a short one on the second parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.